order. The Education Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. This is Wednesday, May 21st, 2003, and we are here for a work session on the health-related occupational licensing boards as it relates to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, the State Board of Pharmacy, and the grand shebang reporting of the bills to the full committee, and a possible reconsideration and work session on the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. So I will open, first of all, a work session on House Bill 5026. Ms. Jones.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, good morning. My name is Cindy Jones, for the record. I'm starting out with House Bill 5026 for the Mortuary Cemetery Board. The technical adjustments made to this budget came to a total of $17,314. Inflation, the decrease in inflation came to $7,397. Merit increases were decreased by $5,040. Attorney General assessment by $3,819. And the DAS assessment by $1,058 for, again, a total of $17,314.
Are there any questions or comments on the technical adjustments to the budget? Any objections to the technical adjustment to the budget? Let's go ahead and talk about vacancies.
There were no vacancies for the subcommittee to review for this board.
Well, I'm going to assume there's no objections to the vacancy report. Let's continue.
Under policy packages, there was one policy package, number 171. It was a death registration fee increase, which would restore a investigator 2 position eliminated in package 070. This is the package that took it out because the board did not have enough revenue to keep the investigator position. And it would increase other fund revenues by $315,021, which was dependent again on passage of Senate Bill 347. It was a bill to increase that. The amount was for $120,037. It was totally other funds. And the LFO recommendation was to disapprove the policy package and to direct the board to return the emergency board to request a license fee increase to fund the investigator 2 position by licensees. In other words, increase licensee fees rather than death certificate fee.
Are there any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to policy package 171? Is there any objection to policy package 171? Please proceed with the recommendation to the amendment to the appropriation bill.
LFO recommends an approval of the budget bill in the amount of $999,546 and 5 FTE by approving the following amendments to House Bill 5026. In Section 3 of Other Funds, Line 16, delete $1,136,897. And insert $999,546.
Are there any questions on the recommendation on the amendment to the appropriation bill? Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Mortuary and Cemetery Boards as modified and amend Line 16 of House Bill 5026 to $999,546.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has moved. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Let's continue with the discussion of performance measures.
The board's performance measure can be found on page 106 of the governor's balanced budget binder. And LFO recommends approval of the performance measures as submitted by the agency.
Are there any questions on the performance measures? Discussion on the performance measures. Chair would accept a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted.
So
moved, sorry.
Representative Bates finally gets a piece of the act.
Okay.
I was ready to get it going.
Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? The motion is carried. Ending balance.
The ending balance in the 2003-05 governor's balanced budget was $284,064, which would be 6 months' worth of ending balance. After LFO's reductions, the recommended reductions were taken into consideration, the ending balance would be $105,729, or 2 months' worth of expenditures. The lowest balance during the 2001-03 biennium was $360,596 or 8 months. The board renews licenses biennially on a staggered annual cycle. Individual licenses are renewed 1 year and the facility license the next. All licenses expire on December 31, 2 years after their effective date of January 1.
Discussions on the ending balance issue? Objections to the ending balance recommendation? I want the committee to stand at ease for just a moment. Can I have a discussion with you?
Sure.
Back to order. I will close the work session on House Bill 5026 and open a work session on House Bill 5019.
House Bill 5019 is a fee bill for the Mortuary Cemetery Board. This bill ratifies fee changes that were made at the board administratively during the 2001-03 biennium. The fee changes were approved by the legislature in 2001. During a budget hearing for the board. And this is a $25 fee for the pre-need salesperson.
Questions or comments on House Bill 5019 and the LFO recommendation to approve the bill? Chair would accept a motion to approve the fee bill as recommended by LFO.
So moved. Mm-hmm.
Representative Smith has moved, made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried, and I'll close the work session on House Bill 5019. And is Mr. Olson supposed to show up here?
Pharmacy is next.
Oh, State Pharmacy Board. So we're back on 5026 again.
Okay.
I'm going to open another work session on House Bill 5026 as it relates to the State Board of Pharmacy.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5026, the Board of Pharmacy, I will start out with the technical adjustments to the budget. The technical adjustments reduce the total budget by $61,458. They are, with inflation, $11,518 reduction. Merit increases came to a $38,640 reduction. The Attorney General assessments came to $8,502 reduction. And the DAS assessment was $2,798 reduction, to a total of $61,458.
Questions or comments on the technical adjustments to the budget? Are there objections to the technical adjustments? Please proceed.
The board had no vacancy savings for the subcommittee to review.
Now, I will assume that everyone's okay with that. Let's move on to the policy packages.
The Board of Pharmacy had three policy packages, and starting out with Policy Package 231, it was a position reclassification in which the board Department of Administrative Services conducted an agency-wide review of the board's positions in August of 2001, as requested by the Ways and Means Committee. The review recommended establishing two new positions and the reclassification of three positions, which were granted in November 2001 during an emergency board. The fourth position, the Principal Contributor 2, was not recommended at that time. The position was again reviewed by HRSD in July of 2002 and was recommended to be reclassed to a health care investigator. The amount is $23,796 worth of other funds, and the LFO recommendation is to approve the package, and the agency does have sufficient revenue to support the package.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Policy Package 231? Are there objections to the LFO recommendation? Please proceed.
Policy Package 232, it's an increased expenditure limitation for an ongoing maintenance and computer software upgrades related to an upgrade during the 2001-03 biennium. The amount is $34,000 of other funds, and the LFO recommendation is to approve this package and request that Department of Administrative Services unschedule other funds expenditure until the expenditures necessitate the need for limitation.
The committee members, we have an issue related to the computer system that the agency is attempting to get the okay from DAS to install. And perhaps this would be a good time to outline what that issue is to the members of the committee and the recommendation to deal with it so that we can step through the rest of it.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we also have a budget note to this effect, and I think it's on the very back side of the information that you have in front of you. But during the 2001 legislature, the board was directed to return to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology and then go to the e-board. In November of 2001, the e-board approved $243,000 for a new computer information management system and upgrade. That was done November 2001. Of no fault of the board, the computer was not installed. It did not get done. The project has not even been started, and they plan to start that now in 2003-05. They were on top of things to get it done, but with the project, there were problems getting it started. And I believe it had to do with the e-government. They were waiting for the e-government to get it, for that process to go through, and it didn't go through, and it stalled them. They have tried several times to get it done, and it just didn't happen. So in this budget, the 2003-05, we have phased out the $243,000, and none of that money had been spent.
That leaves them in a position where they have no money, or they have not got the ability to spend money on putting their computer system in when they get the go-ahead to do it. The budget note remedies that situation and gives them the ability to come to the e-board for the limitation when the cost and the dimensions of the project are solidified.
Okay.
And then the policy packages in 232 and 233, in my understanding, are related to the installation and the operation of the computer system. So the ability is there for that to happen, with the funds, again, being unscheduled, pending the actual plan coming forward.
Question.
Representative Smith.
So in addition to the $243,000, they also need policy packages 232 and 233?
And what I would ask is for the director to come forward and just make sure that we're getting the picture on this clearly so that we give you the abilities that you need.
Thank you. We're going to sit way far apart.
Oh.
Madam Chair, I'm Gary Schnabel with the Board of Pharmacy, Executive Director.
And I'm Karen McLean, Administrative Director for the Board of Pharmacy.
Have we correctly assessed the situation, or is there more information that we need?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the assessment is correct, but we're concerned about the remedy. What we were talking about with Cindy and expecting to happen was that a portion of that $243,000 would be delayed, because we're ready to sign the contract and make the first payment on the project during this biennium, but the project will be paid for in four, according to the proposed contract, in four different pieces, and only the first one will be completed this biennium.
And when in this biennium do you expect that you... What's the timeline on the piece that's in this biennium?
Well, Madam Chair, committee members, we are working on the contract right now. It's with the AG's office, and we expect to be able to submit it to the vendor by the end of next week and have it signed probably within the next 2 weeks. And if we can get it signed and make our first payment for the licensing of the software itself, they can begin work in this biennium before the end of June.
So have you gone through the process on this where the information technology folks in DAS have signed off on it?
Yes, they've already approved our request to purchase the particular software that we have, or we wouldn't be where we are today. And the information request for software has already been approved by IRMD, and they are totally in support of this and are ready to sign the contract as soon as it's finalized. And we're working very closely with IRMD in purchasing and the AG's office in order to bring all of those things together in the interest of the state and in the interest of the Board of Pharmacy to meet our needs. And
and what's the amount of money that you need in this year to do this, to meet that first payment?
To meet that, I'm assuming at this point, because we don't know that exactly yet, because it hasn't gone to the vendor, and they're making some modifications to the contract today even. I'm assuming at this point that if we paid the $45,000, which is what was slated for, specifically for the licensing fees, not for any of the implementation of the database, that just that $45,000, if we paid it in this biennium, would be able to be enough to get the project started. And part of this is because it is so critical, the timing of implementation, because our database has been down a number of times, as I mentioned at our hearing, over the course of this last year. We can't wait for another few months to start the project, because now we're ready to go. And what I'm concerned about is the payment schedule that we have outlined in the contract right now has a payment schedule of four payments. The first one would be this $45,000.
So what you're anticipating then is making a $45,000 payment in this biennium
when we have the expenditure
limitation to do it. So what's preventing you from doing that?
Nothing is preventing us from doing that. The concern is that the remaining payments and the timeline of this project, it'll be completed by the end of August, and we won't have the funds available in order to pay the payments in the next three installments before the project is completed. Because
so
the next
the
e-board
concern is then that the September e-board, which would be the first available e-board, mm-hmm. will be too late?
That's part of my concern.
What's the rest of it?
I guess it's unknown factors, really, more than anything else, because I'm not sure. I'm new to the state, so I'm not sure how that works with the e-board process and monies that are allotted in our first quarter. And if we go over our first quarter allotment, I'm not sure how that part works with BAM and all of those things. Does that make sense? We're allotted a certain amount per quarter, July, August, and September, and I'm concerned that we would go over that allotment if we spend the money on the database, which is going to be another $112,000 at this point.
Ms. Jones.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, this is the first I've heard of the $45,000, and I was under the understanding when I prepared my documents that you would be signing the contracts closer to the end of June, and it wasn't for sure that it would be signed at that point.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to communicate that yesterday. I thought that you understood that we were ready to sign these probably in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, but the $45,000 isn't a problem, because anything you can do by the end of June is covered by your existing limitation to go ahead with the project.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
I understand that part.
Representative Bates.
Just in simple terms, what do you know the total cost? Madam Chair, let me ask the question. Do you know the total cost of the project right now?
The total cost of the project right now is slated to be of approximately $195,000.
Where's the 243 figure come from?
The 243 was what the e-board approved, and there were several phases of that project. This is the first phase that we were ready to implement. We have to do this before we can do the other pieces.
How much time will it take you to complete the project entirely, and what is the total cost of it?
$195,000. Well, at this point, we only know this. At this point, we only know the first piece, because that's the part that we've bid on and gotten vendor information on, is this first piece. We are working with the government to do the second pieces, and they expect that that will be at a reduced amount. We're working with the Board of Nursing to be able to capitalize on the work that they're doing. And e-government is implementing a web-based product for them to be able to do renewals online. And that's the second phase of our project. And so we have not bid that part out, because our critical need is actually replacing our database today. That's the first immediate need. Doing the web-based things is the next part, and we haven't gotten to that piece until we finish and do the implementation. They've told us that this first phase will be 90 days from start to finish once we have a signed contract.
So may I just recap to make sure I'm getting the picture here? You've got the first phase, and the total cost of that is bid in at $195,000.
At this time, yes.
Okay. You have a need to make a payment for $45,000 in this biennium to begin the development of the first phase.
That is my expectation.
So that leaves you with $150,000 need to finish the cost of developing the first phase?
Yes.
What's the payment schedule on the $150,000?
At this time, I haven't received that from the vendor. I expect to receive it today.
But we would be very safe in assuming that the $150,000 will become due in the next biennium.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So.
It will be in the next 90 days.
Then, Representative Smith, did you have questions?
Finish on your line, and then I want to add
what
something.
I'm wondering is if a solution to this is for you to make your initial payment out of the expenditure limitation that you have this biennium,
mm-hmm.
and then for us to just carry forward the rest of the unschedule the rest of it and have you either come before this committee if we're still in session and you need the money unscheduled or come before the e-board if you need the money and have it unscheduled.
I believe that was one of the options we talked about, but Cindy indicated that that wasn't possible.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that would make I was concerned with the budget being larger than what the governor's budget was at that time.
Right.
That was one of the concerns.
And I would submit that, though that is a concern, there's a valid reason for that being that way. This is kind of an unusual situation.
Madam Chair, may I speak for a minute? Maybe just to clarify the reason we got to this point in the first place. After the November 2001 e-board, where we got the money and the authorization to go ahead, we actually continued working with IRMD on a project we'd already started. And IRMD was doing an evaluation of our current system and looking at options for the improvements and the upgrades that were necessary, and then evaluating off-the-shelf material and programs as opposed to designing a program themselves. And IRMD...
What's IRMD?
I'm sorry, Information Resources Management Division.
DAS. And this is separate from the e-commerce part?
E-commerce is part of IRMD.
Okay. Go ahead.
But e-commerce was part of the project that our upgrade was going to be tied into, and it was their expectation that the e-commerce project would be ready to go, and so our project was held back with the expectation that we would be one of the first ones to roll out the e-commerce project, and it turned out eventually that e-commerce was not going to be ready in time, and so, which was just a few months ago, and so we then were cut loose to go to this vendor or to other vendors to get something off the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Question? I'm still confused. Okay, your project costs $195,000.
Yes.
But you had $243,000 set aside because
the monies of $243,000 that were approved were in three phases. The first phase was to replace our licensing database. The second phase was to create some efficiencies for templates and forms. And the third phase was to implement a web-based application so people can do online name changes and renewals.
So that part is not part of the 195?
Correct. Those the second two pieces are not part of the 195,000.
Okay. Why do we have these policy packages here of 34,000 and 62? Is that part of the 195,000?
No, it's not.
That's in addition to?
It is in addition to the...
Is that part of the 243,000?
It's not.
That's in addition to the 243,000?
It is.
Why?
It was not... I wasn't with the board at that time, but it was not planned for through the process of the e-board that we would need ongoing maintenance fees to support the database itself. There are annual maintenance fees that are associated with any database, and those were not included in that $243,000. In addition, the need for a network administrator, we do not have an in-house network administrator for our agency. We don't even have that through our interagency agreement with the Board of Nursing at this time. We have very minimal basic desktop support, and that is the piece that we were hoping to be able to share with the Board of Nursing, a portion of a database administrator's time to be able to support the agency's needs.
control a lot for percentage.
Yeah, I'm extremely concerned about what's going on here. You know, this is one of my biggest pet peeves of state government, is their computer systems. They say it's going to cost X amount of dollars, and snap your finger, you're another $100,000 over budget. And these computer systems are supposed to save time and money and add efficiencies. But I see that this agency doesn't even know how much their systems are going to cost, what it's going to take to maintain them, yet they're coming to us asking for money.
Well, and that's why we have the money unscheduled, so that they don't get access to the money until that information is made clear to the e-board.
Well, I still don't like it. I mean, I'm being asked to take a vote on spending money in a very tight budgetary time when I'm not even sure when, how much, and how long it's going to take to do this.
And I think what the policy packages do, Representative Smith, is to give the agency the ability to move in ahead in that direction, but not to spend the money until they have come before the e-board and gotten the e-board to agree that what they want to do is reasonable. Remember that the e-board can't make policy, that they can only oversee the policy that's passed out of the legislative process. And so if these packages were to go ahead, the agency would theoretically have some money to begin developing the system, but they wouldn't have any positions to make the system actually work.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, but you would think that they would know more about what they were doing before they come to the legislature and ask for money. I understand all of that. I still think that they should have done more before they come to us and ask for this, which I consider a huge computer system for a board this size.
Well, and the other problem that you get into is being says we only meet every other year, that we're putting this project, if we don't go ahead and give them the ability to plan to have this put in place with legislative oversight, then we're forcing them to wait for 2 years, which is going to, I think put a lot of stress on them being able to service the members of the profession.
I understand that, and I want their members' service. We would demand that from them. On the other hand, we would demand that from them, but I would just like in the future for them to be able to get their ducks more in a row so we know what we're buying.
Representative Bates.
Just a few comments. I might make sure I'm on the right page here, too. My understanding is that the 0103 legislature okayed you for a $243,000 change in your computer system to bring it up to speed. You had a failing system.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing in a field right now that is expanding exponentially as far as number of scripts written, the number of pharmacists coming in. As our population ages, I know that you're stretching yourselves. So there is a greater demand, I would guess,
mm-hmm.
a significantly greater demand. Then my understanding is that because DAS and e-commerce were working very diligently trying to bring the whole state into control as far as computer systems are concerned, you weren't able to spend that money or go forward with your program because you had to wait for them to set up a program that would work with a statewide system, which is what we've seen in licensing board after licensing board after licensing board, and I understand the difficulty they have doing that. As a result, you weren't able to sign the contracts.
That is correct.
Now we're at a juncture here between one biennium and the next.
Mm-hmm.
The money's been scheduled for the previous biennium, and you can't even spend it all right now. But
right.
The project's ready to roll very quickly now, and the expenditures for 03, 05, if we don't okay them, have to wait for an e-board, which may be too late. Which the vendor may say to you, we'll work for the first $45,000, but we're not going to complete the project until we know we're going to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what you're asking us to do is probably go ahead and schedule the rest of the $195,000 project right now with I would suggest, e-board review in September. Hopefully, we won't be here to review it for you in August. And move that forward. The third phase has to wait for your web page with the nursing board because you want to be online for a web page you can renew licenses through.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard you say that your present system fails at times. It goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to stop. You can't do anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
To support that package, and this is the one place I would completely agree with Representative Smith, I've been in this position myself with computer systems. You were a little unclear about what it would cost you to maintain that system once it was in place. I mean, you're asking for 232 and 233 to support that system. that should have been in the first allocation or discussion of it should have been there at least, which I, it may have occurred, but I don't see it here. Is that correct?
Are you talking about at the November e-board?
I'm talking about package 232 and 233, which is before us here, asking for improved scheduling of funds to maintain the system once it's in place, if I'm understanding that correctly. And I would suggest that you, it would have been helpful if you knew ahead of time when you first asked for the new system that it would cost you more to maintain it, and that would have been part of the original package. You weren't here then.
Right. I wasn't here then. And
but if you're buying a new computer system, one of the questions you should be asking, which I ask in my business, I've got 150 employees and a $1 million computer system, one of the questions I ask, what does that cost to maintain once I buy the system?
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do? Where do I buy my tech support? Do I buy it locally? Do I bring somebody in? Is the software company going to do it for me? Is the hardware company going to do it for me? They're going to be pointing fingers at each other when something goes wrong. It's always a hardware problem when the software thinks goes down and vice versa. Those are the kind of questions you should be asking and be aware of. Okay? That's the only,
right.
That's the only criticism I'd have here is that this 232 and 233 should have been at least talked about is once we get this new system in, it's going to cost us a little more to run it, but it'll be more efficient and do things the other ones wouldn't do. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Can I have the director give us insight on the two policy packages for maintenance?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I was here when that was being put together, and we were taking all of our cues from DAS IRND. At that point, we worked really closely with them to figure out what the entire project would cost, and it was decided at that time that all we were going to do is get the project completed, get this one updated, and they didn't want to include ongoing maintenance that would come at a different time. We tried this in 9901 and were denied, and then came back to 0103 and ended up in the e-board. So we've been working, you know, for about the last 5 years to try and get this through, and the decision was made just get what we can to get our computer fixed because it's going down. So these, as you recognize, are for later ongoing maintenance after our computer has been fixed or upgraded.
Follow-up, Representative Fuchs?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would support everything you're doing here. It needs to be done. Okay? I would suggest in the future, as Representative Smith has alluded to, that you really figure out your costs well in advance as much as you possibly can with these computer people. They can drive you nuts. I've been there, okay? But you really have to ask the right questions, and relying on DAS or saying DAS was doing that for you, I just wouldn't go there again. I would demand answer those questions ahead of time because your fee schedule is going to be based on that. I think you've got adequate funds to do this with. There are other funds, but it kind of sets a tone for the rest of the budgets we will be seeing, and so it's important to us from that point of view. I would support all these packages completely. I would support that we unschedule the $150,000 in 0305 with review by the September e-board. But my question is, before you walk into something like this again, look down the road. What's it going to cost to maintain? What's it going to cost to buy the system? Remember a few years ago, the Department of Transportation tried to put a system in for licensing, which we still hear about.
Mm-hmm.
The entire system went down. I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 million or so. It was some huge fee that never worked. And you just got to ask those questions and be responsible about it and drill down and really know what you're getting into because they won't tell you. They won't tell you.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Well, and Senator Gordley has been very patiently
go
waiting,
ahead.
So I'm going to give her the floor.
I would defer to Representative Smith if she wants to continue. Her.
No, I just want to make a note here. According to my math, this costs $339,000 if we add up what they're asking for. Now, is that right or is that wrong? Have I added something twice?
No, you haven't added something twice.
We're talking almost $340,000, which we're not sure of that because we don't know what the maintenance and stuff will be.
What we do know is that the $62,000 are staff costs. Of the $62,000 that are in the package 233 are staff costs to support us. The $34,000, at the time we were preparing our budget, that was the best information that we could come together with based on information from the vendor that it was going to cost $17,000 a year to provide maintenance software to our software per year. At the time we were preparing the budget, we didn't know we would be here today the way it is right now.
Do you have maintenance on your hardware figured in there, too?
Yes, that is included in our current package, okay, or in our current budget the way it is.
Thank you.
Senator Gorka.
Thank you very much. You've told us that you are now working on a contract with the AG to submit to the vendor,
mm-hmm,
and you've also told us that costs may change once you submit the contract. I believe that's what I heard.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to communicate that. I don't have solid numbers of payment schedules today, because when we originally did it, we did it in 12 payments, so we're collapsing it down to a fewer amount of payments, so I'm not sure what those payments would be today.
Okay, then I misunderstood. Who is the vendor?
The vendor is System Automation.
Are they local?
No, they're on the East Coast.
Is this a vendor that, to your knowledge, currently does business with the state of Oregon?
Mm-hmm. They do business with the Board of Nursing, and that's how we're able to leverage onto this system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Further comments? I'm wondering, committee members, if a solution to this is that the agency take the $45,000 out of the current year's appropriation to begin the payment to the company to get the thing rolling, and then the rest of it be essentially unscheduled, added into this year's budget, but unscheduled, with the contents of the budget note that was proposed being substantially the same. I think that the vendors would be very willing, probably not very willing, but certainly would be willing to work with the oversight function that the legislature needs to have on the development of the rest of this package. And that I would urge you just that when you go in the front end of this contract with them, to make them understand that you're not going to be able to pay for the rest of the package until you've come to the e-board and gone through the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Technology. That piece will be first, then the e-board second, and gotten clearance to continue with the development of the system. And this may have the impact of slowing it down. But I think given the uncertainty about the ultimate direction that the package is going right now, that we would be best served to have that oversight over this.
Madam Chair?
Comment.
I mean, that may be, but I guess the uncertainty might exist because we're not explaining it very well, and we're not helping you understand it very well. From our standpoint, there's not a lot of uncertainty, except that, you know, we've just finished negotiations and we're putting together contracts that take a significant amount of time to go through IRMD and DOJ to get finalized. We have the cost pretty well in mind. We know that the $243,000 is a maximum, and that was arrived at with collaboration with DAS IRMD over the past couple of years. And the packages were not a surprise. The packages were designed to, I mean, the proposal with the 243 was just for the upgrade and installation and not for ongoing maintenance. So I apologize if we're not making it clear to you, but from our standpoint, we didn't think it was unclear. But, I mean, is there a better way we can answer the question? Or the 243 was a figure that we cannot go over. That's the maximum that was allotted, and that was the best estimate from like 2 years ago, at least 2 years ago.
Ms. Olson, any insight into this? I mean, sorry.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the 243 that was phased in and phased out, that was, I assume it was an estimate of what was going to happen. These two packages do appear to me that they came later, thinking that the system, when these packages were put together, actually, which would have been last spring, that these packages, the computer system would have been put in place, and these packages were for a computer system that was put in place.
So the two packages can definitely be unscheduled without any problem and have the actual amounts and issues addressed at the time when it becomes clear. The problem is in the development of the computer system itself.
Right.
So, as I understand then, from the original amount, 243, they're spending 45, so that leaves about 198, and they need really 150 within the first quarter of the next first 3 months of the next biennium. So there, we'd be in essence rolling over part of the 243 allotment to the next biennium, like rolling over 150 expenditure limitation to the next biennium.
And would your proposal then to be to leave 150,000 scheduled so they had access to that in the first part of the biennium, unschedule the balance of the package and put it in, require a report to the
I think that seems like the most sensible.
The Information Management Committee and the e-board before the rest of it is scheduled.
Yeah. Something along that line.
Review by e-board in September. But to be able the opportunity to spend that money and get this thing done, so you get halfway through the project, the vendor pulls out on you or won't sign the contract.
Okay. Let's, any discussion on this from the Senate side of the building? Senator Measley?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Let's rework this then. I think that is a viable solution to it. So what we want to do is to give them make the assumption that they will spend the $45,000 out of before the end of the biennium. Unschedule $150,000 so that they can proceed with the development of the system. Maintain the rest of the package as scheduled and direct them to come to do what the budget note directs them to do.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, is asking for an increased limitation in the budget note, so that probably will need to get changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to request.
You're unscheduling 48 and scheduling 150, right?
How about just something like to request release of the balance of the development fund for the computer system?
With e-board review in September.
So it's transitive and to the emergency board. Well, they can come whenever they are ready to. They can come in November. Or that would be their option, I think. The subcommittee directs the Board of Pharmacy to return to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology and then to the Emergency Board to request release of the balance, and we should probably put a dollar number in there, of the development fund for the computer system. I'm going to stand at ease so we can actually just maybe we'll stand at ease. Stay there, and we're going to add Mr. Olson from LFO to the mix to guide us through trying to put this package together in LFO think.
Madam Chair, Rick Olson, the Legislative Fiscal Office. As I've been listening to the conversation, I think I understand what you're trying to do. You're asking the board to go ahead with the $45,000 expenditure in a current biennium. Out of the 243 limitation that was established in the current biennium. And the indication is that there's another $150,000 necessary to complete this phase of the project. If that $150,000 is not going to be expended in the 0103 biennium, that limitation is lost. And so you would have to establish or increase the limitation for 0305 by $150,000 if that's the intent of the committee. To allow them to continue and finish that project for the contract that they're about to enter into. So, and then I understand.
And let me just, one point of clarification. We would accomplish increasing the limitation by changing the number that we're going to amend into the appropriation bill.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then my understanding is that your desire is to unschedule, to approve the policy packages, but unschedule that amount and pending a report to JLCIMT and the e-board?
We did not want to, we wanted to give the agency the ability to spend the $150,000
right.
before they came to the e-board to request permission right. to do the rest of the project.
Right. That would accomplish that. If you increase the limitation in the bill by $150,000, approve the policy packages with the budget note directing them to come back and ask DAS to unschedule the policy package limitation and ask the agency to come back and report to JLCIMT and the e-board before that funding is scheduled, rescheduled.
Okay. Now, what I would committee members, is there any discussion on the construction of the package? Is there any objection to us going in this direction?
Madam Chair, I'd just like to offer one thing more. First off, getting by language from the across the aisle, we've got a problem, but I guess Rick Olson a question real quick.
Yes.
I would assume that the ending balance for the board is going to be higher than they expected by $150,000. They haven't expended the money. That would automatically roll forward into the next 0305 biennium without any action by us. It would just show a higher ending balance or a carry forward of a higher number, I assume. Is that correct?
That's correct. The ending balance for 0103 would be higher than what is currently being shown. But then with the expenditure of that $150,000 in 0305, the ending balance, projected ending balance of 0305 will be no different than what it is right now.
It would require no action by us to take care of that. It's just going to automatically occur.
That's correct.
We'll make it as clear as we can.
That's correct.
Okay.
Representative Mark.
And I wanted to kind of clarify the pieces that add up, because we had a 243 minus 45, because that they're going to spend this time. That leaves 198.
Mm-hmm.
Of which 150 they'll need to pay within, say, the next quarter, although they could do that through the unscheduling process. So that means we've lost, or they've lost, 48,000 of the original.
My numbers are different from
yours. Yeah, mine
numbers.
Are, too. Yeah.
My numbers are that the total cost of the first phase is $195,000.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That $45,000 was the amount that will be expended this biennium.
Correct.
From that 195.
Leaving a balance owing to complete the first phase of $150,000.
Correct. But the original 243 had in it an additional $48,000 for the additional packages, and that's being lost in this.
The second and third phase.
Yeah, the second phase, and so that, and I assume you wanted that as part that you still need that $48,000. Is that correct or incorrect?
Yes, that's the expectation to implement the web piece.
At which point it becomes $198,000. That we have the 145, I mean the 150 plus 48 is 198, and then the 45 they've already spent would make 243. That would fill out the original 243.
Okay.
So what we would want to probably add is 198, and And I was going to ask if it could be done as an addition to the policy package 232, which talks about the...
That's cleaner.
This is the way they start.
I think that's cleaner, Madam Chair. They added the policy package 232. Because we still get to the 339, and I haven't been satisfied.
Committee, what I think is appropriate here is I think we've made our intent very clear on where we want to go with this. Why don't we stand the committee at ease and allow LFO and the agency to work out the mechanics of this, and then we'll come back when we have that done. Mm-hmm. The committee can stand at ease. Package here.
Okay. Policy package 232. LFO recommends approval of the package in request as to unschedule other funds expenditure limitation until expenditures necessitate the need for limitation, pending report to the JLCIMT and the Emergency Board. Package number 233, approve that package and request asked to unschedule the other funds expenditure limitations until expenditures necessitate the need for limitation, and again, pending report from JLCIMT and the Emergency Board.
Are there any questions? Colleagues, basically where we're going with this is we're going to increase the expenditure limitation of the agency by $150,000 so they can complete the development of the first phase of the system. We're going to the remaining $45,000 or $48,000 that's left over hasn't been earmarked for any particular expenditure. So if the agency wishes to spend that money, they'll need to come to the e-board and talk to the e-board and the Information Management and Technology Committee about what they're going to spend it for and request the expenditure limitation from the e-board. So that's basically what we're up to here. And so I would ask what we're going to do then is have a discussion on accepting the LFO recommendation on policy packages 232 and 233, but adding to the verbiage on the recommended approval that the agency needs to come to the Joint Information Management and Technology Committee and the e-board to get approval to spend the money or to have the money unscheduled. And so is there any discussion on accepting those policy packages as recommended with the conceptual amendments to the verbiage?
None.
Everybody's okay? Let's go ahead then with the appropriation bill amendment.
LFO recommends approve the budget bill in the amount of $3,094,633 and 15.5 FTE by approving the following amendments to House Bill 5026. Section 7, other funds, line 6, delete $3,006,091 and insert $3,094,633.
And this committee gives them the additional $150,000 expenditure limitation to finish the development of the first phase of the system. Is there any discussion on this? The chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Pharmacy as modified and amended and conceptually amended. The amendment is on page 2, line 6 of House Bill 5026 to $3,094,633.
I would so move, Madam Chair.
Moved by Representative Bates. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is carried. Okay, let's go and talk about performance measures.
The agency performance measures can be found on page 37 of the governor's balanced budget. LFO recommends approval of these of the performance measures.
Discussion on the performance measures. Objection to the LFO recommendation. Chair would accept a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted.
So moved.
Representative Bates, you're just really getting the swing of this. Has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? The motion is carried. Now, we have a little complication on ending balance because of what we just did.
Right.
All right. Ms. Jones.
Madam Chair, the board increases their fees for pharmacists and pharmacies in November of 2001, and fees renew annually. And there are a number of legislative measures affecting the board that, if they're passed, the board anticipates additional rule writing and or program implementation. LFO recommends we leave the board's fees where they are at.
Okay, and what we need to recognize, too, is that the expenditure limitation that, I mean, the money will essentially roll forward that they didn't spend on the computer system, boosting up their ending balance. But by the end of the biennium, when the project is completed, the ending balance should be back within the range that is expected.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions on the ending balance issue? Okay, now we also have a fee bill. I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 5026. Okay. Do we have a fee bill with it? I will open a budget hearing on House Bill 5019 as it relates to the Board of Pharmacy.
So, Madam Chair, members of the committee, in November of 2001, the E-Board approved an expenditure increase of $243,000 other funds for a computer and information management system upgrade, with the understanding that the Board of Pharmacy would increase its fees through its administrative rule of authority to provide revenue and additional costs. The fee increases would leave the board with approximately 11-month ending balance operating reserve. The proposed fee increases were for pharmacist license fee. Their current fee was $75. It was raised to $120. And the pharmacy's license fee was $100, raised to $175. LFO recommends approval of this bill.
Are there discussions on the LFO recommendation as it relates to House Bill 5019?
Madam Chair, this is a larger balance you normally see. However, I have some reservations about what the system will really cost in the end. And I would say that this is an appropriate balance to leave as a result of that.
Further discussion? Chair would accept a motion to amend House Bill 5019 as recommended by LFO.
So move.
Senator Messley has moved.
The cannon came in.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Boy, you're really assertive.
I want to be on the record that I was here today.
Is there objection to the motion, even though this is a big change here? Without objection, the motion is carried. Now, please hang around, members. We have Mr. Olson coming forward to roll this whole thing together. We may end up...
Can you hear me?
No, because this is all part of the grand
thing. All part of the big kahuna.
The big kahuna.
Yeah, I think you're finished.
Thank you.
Thanks for an entertaining morning. Morning. I'm still in the first bill.
Yeah.
Morning.
You're digging yourself a hole here.
Now don't get started. I can hear it coming from you, Steve. You'll have a song for this one, too. Put one foot in, but you don't get it back out, right?
Just keep me around for the humor.
It's good enough for me.
Hey, we need it.
Absolutely.
Jesus, this is your field of endeavor. Do you want to carry this one?
Sure.
Madam
Chair,
did we approve this?
Sir.
Yes.
Went so fast, it was winding speed. Yeah, it was quick and easy. Good working for the deleting.
No. And it is part of this big bill that I'm going to move out right now.
Right.
Okay. This is a culmination of a whole lot of work here. And Mr. Olson, I'm very sorry that we regyrated things somewhat with what we just did.
That's okay.
Please proceed.
You want to open a work session?
Oh, that is a good idea. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 5019 as it relates to the health-related licensing boards.
Madam Chair and members of the subcommittee, for the last few weeks. You've been working on these health-related licensing boards. There's a list of them there that you've approved budgets for. And all of the budgets for these agencies are rolled into one. They're all health-related licensing boards and rolled into the House Bill 5026. And so as you've worked through those and approved all of those budgets, all of the changes in limitation are will be included in the amendments to House Bill 5026. I've included a hand-engrossed copy of House Bill 5026, noting all of those amendments or all of the limitation changes. We will have to change the one on page 2, section 7, for the Board of Pharmacy because of the change that was just made. That amount will now read $3,094,633. And then during the budget work session for the Veterinary Medical Examining Board, you increased the limitation for 2001-03 biennium by 21,982. So there will be a section added onto this bill for that purpose as well. Okay. And with that, LFO would recommend that the subcommittee approve the bill as amended and send it to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
I'm ahead of myself. Is there discussion on the LFO recommendation?
Not with it today.
You are just trying to beat Senator Besser.
I'm going to get the heck out of here.
Chair would accept a motion to send House Bill 5026 as amended and conceptually amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the move. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. And now we have closed the work session. Let's do it at the end. We'll give them. Close the work session on House Bill 5026. Open a work session on House Bill 5019 as it relates to the health-related licensing boards.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, there are four boards that have fees that were increased through administrative rule during the last the current biennium. These were all fees that were approved by the legislature in 2001 and are back for ratification. These four boards had individual fee bills, and rather than sending four different fee bills through, since all the budgets are in one bill, we're recommending that all of these be amended into House Bill 5019, as you have been doing as you've been hearing them. So the subcommittee has already amended House Bill 5019 to include these. This is the final action, and LFO would recommend that House Bill 5919, as amended, be sent to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion on the LFO recommendation. Chair would take a motion to send House Bill 5019 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
You can ref.
Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Carriers, Representative Bates, because of your illustrious reputation in health-related fields,
damaged right now, but we'll go forward.
Well, this will give you a chance to help restore some of that luster.
Okay.
Would you consent to carry this in full and on the House floor?
I'd be glad to.
And Senator Gordley, could I prevail upon you for the Senate floor?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Full is the good representative. And I will close the work session on House Bill 5019 and open a work session on House Bill 5005. Mr. Olson.
Thank you. Madam Chair, member of the subcommittee, earlier this week, I believe it was on Monday, you held a work session on House Bill 5005, the Board of Chiropractors. Chiropractic examiner's budget. After that work session, it was discovered that there was an error made and that there was a double counting of some savings that was deducted from the budget twice. And so, actually, Madam Chair,
this doesn't look right.
I think we have to have a motion here.
to reconsider. Did we already do that?
No, but I thought you would make your explanation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
okay.
Then we,
okay.
On the merits of your argument,
right.
We would decide okay. Whether we should reconsider or not.
Yes. To continue then, we double counted the savings, the merit increase savings, and so we are bringing it back, and Representative Bates is correct. One of those two numbers is not right on the memo.
Yeah,
I was
wrong
which
here.
Which one is correct?
Thank you.
It's the 936.
Is correct.
Is correct. 936,642.
Okay. The chair would take a motion to reconsider House Bill 5005.
So moved.
Representative Smith has made the motion to reconsider House Bill 5005. Is there a discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Motion is carried. Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners as modified and amend Line 5 of House Bill 5005 to $936,642.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
Mm-mm. And that's without the decimal point in front of the dollar sign?
Mm-hmm. That would be a very small budget. I don't know if we could carve a penny off of that. That is without the decimal point. Oh, is there any further discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. The chair would accept a motion to send House Bill 5005 as amended without the decimal point to the full committee with a do pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley has made the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? The motion is carried. I believe that completes our agenda. We have a little discussion here on schedules.
Madam Chair, just to remind the subcommittee that there will be no meeting of the subcommittee tomorrow or Friday or Monday, which I believe is an in-district here.
And remember my admonition not to forget everything that you've learned.
I'm going to try.
Huh?
And then I believe the schedule calls for the Department of Higher Ed to start on Tuesday the 27th.
And that hearing will be scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday with no meeting on Thursday and then finishing up of the higher ed budget on Friday. And if no one has any other wisecracks or bad jokes or sage comments, this meeting is adjourned.
Right.